إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد We're going to continue, inshallah ta'ala, reading the explanation of the previous chapter, or actually the chapter of the previous class, chapter number 16 in Kitab al-Tawheed. Min al-Mulakhas fi Sharh Kitab al-Tawheed, the explanation of our beloved Shaykh, Dr. Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allahu ta'ala. In the previous class, we read to you the explanation of the ayah 23 of Surah Saba. Hatta idha fuzza an qulubihim qalu madha qala rabbukum qalu al-haq wa huwa al-aliyyu al-kabir. Until when fear is banished from their hearts, they say, "What is it that your Lord has said?" They say, "The truth, al-haq, and He is the Most High, the Most Great." This chapter that the Shaykh al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala didn't have a title for. Shaykh Fawzan rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that in this chapter, as we learned together last week class, in last week class, is that since it is not permissible as well to devote any act of worship for the angels, and therefore it's not permissible to worship the angels. And who they are stronger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them many characteristics that are not given to human beings. And still they are not worthy of worship. So then certain people who they worship, human being, yet dead human being, cannot help himself, cannot do anything. So if it's not permissible to worship the angels who are mightier, stronger, so what about someone who's in a dead in a grave? And this is a refutation against the polytheists and mushrikeen, because them they worship those dead people in the graves, believing that they have some power to bring them benefit or to repel harm from them. There was another proof. The other proof is the hadith of Abu Huraira in Sahih al-Bukhari. We read that to you today. Inshallah ta'ala, we continue reading the other proof. Qala wa an an-Nawasi ibn Sam'an radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا أراد الله تعالى أن يوحي بالأمر تكلم. إذا أراد الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوحي بالأمر تكلم بالوحي أخذت السماوات منه رجفة أو قال رعدة شديدة خوفا من الله عز وجل. فإذا سمع ذلك أهل السماوات صعقوا أو خروا سجدا. فيكون أول من يرفع رأسه جبريل فيكلمه الله من وحيه بما أراد. ثم يمر جبريل على الملائكة كلما مر بسماء سأله ملائكتها ماذا قال ربنا يا جبريل؟ فيقول جبريل قال الحق وهو العلي الكبير. فيقولون كلهم مثل ما قال جبريل، فينتهي بجبريل بالوحي إلى حيث أمره الله عز وجل. الحمد لله ليكم الله سبحانه. النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه نريد الدمسن جرف الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Allah wishes to reveal something to man, Allah wishes to reveal something, he speaks out the word to be revealed. At this the heavens shake strongly in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the words of Allah fall upon the inhabitants of heaven, they are taken by shock and fall prostrate, and they prostrate. The first of them to raise his head is the angel Jibril, alayhi salam, whom Allah speaks out of the revelation. What subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Then Jibril, alayhi salam, passes by the other angels in different heavens and is asked at each station, what did our Lord say, O Jibril? He, alayhi salam, answers, he said the truth. He is the most high, the most great. This is the ayah in, part of the ayah in Surah 7. The ayah 23. Al-Haqqa qalu, qalu al-Haqqa wa huwa al-Aliyyu al-Kabir. So he answers, he said the truth, he is the most high, the most great. And all repeat the same after him. Then Jibril alayhi salam moves on to the destination with the revelation, to where commanded by Allah the Most High. Sahabi who has narrated this hadith is An-Nawas ibn Sim'an ibn Khalid Al-Kulabi radiyallahu anhu. Sahabiyun Jalil is a noble companion from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh Hafidhahu wa ta'ala gave the general meaning, al-ma'na al-ijmali, al-ma'na al-ijmali lihada al-hadith. The general meaning of this hadith, qala, yukhbiru nabiyullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an azamati rabbihi azza wa jal, بأنه سبحانه إذا تكلم بما شاء من وحيه فإنه يصيب السماوات ارتجاف وحركة شديدة من خوف الله عز وجل لمعرفتها بعظمة الله. He says, in this hadith, the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is informing us about the might of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. That when Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaks that which he wishes to speak from the revelation, the heavens, they shake in a strong way out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala out of knowledge and veneration and respect. فإذا سمعت الملائكة كلام الله عز وجل غشي عليهم وانحطوا بالسجود تعظيما لله وخوفا منه. Then another example of the mighty creations of Allah, the angels as well. The angels, when they hear the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they faint and pass out. They become unconscious. غُشِيَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالْحَطُّوا بِالسُّجُودِ. And they prostrate themselves, show their veneration for Allah and their fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم يكون جبريل عليه السلام أول من يرفع رأسه منهم لأنه السفير بين الله وبين رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام. And then Jibril will be the first one to raise his head from them, from the angels. Because Jibril عليه السلام is the one who conveys the revelation to whoever Allah commands, who was Safir. You remember in the previous classes, especially in the class we have on Tuesdays, alhamdulillah, Thalathatu Usul, the explanation of the three fundamental principles by Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. And when we read to you the explanation of the pillars of Iman, and in the pillar of Al-Iman bil Malaika, to believe in the angels. So the Shaykh mentioned from that belief is that we believe that they have roles and they have, Allah has assigned for each one of them, the angels, a task that they do. As for Jibril alayhi salam, Jibril alayhi salam is the one who conveys the wahi. Is the one who conveys and takes the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, from his servants, from the prophets and the messengers alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. ثم يمر جبريل على ملائكة السماوات فيسألونه عما قال الله. جبريل عليه السلام then he passes by the heavens. جبريل عليه السلام he passes by angels in different heavens. And they asked him, those angels in those heavens and those different stations, they asked him, what did our Lord say, O Jibreel? They asked Jibreel alayhi salam about what Allah has said. Because they pass out. They prostrate and they passed out. Now they want to hear and they want to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Jibreel alayhi salam yujibuhum بقوله قال الحق وهو العلي الكبير. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the truth. And he is the most high, the most great. فيقولون مثل ما قال. So they repeat what he said. ثم يمضي جبريل بالوحي فيبلغه إلى من أمره الله بتبليغه إياه. And then Jibreel عليه السلام moves on to the destination with the revelation to where commanded by Allah, the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala. مناسبة الحديث للباب مناسبة الحديث للباب أن فيه ما في النصوص قبله من بيان عظمة الله، عظمة الله وخوف الملائكة والسماوات منه، ففيه الرد على من عبد غير الله. The relevance of this narration in the chapter, in this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed, he says, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala chose this narration as a proof into this chapter among the texts that he presented as a proof in this chapter. Because that shows the azama of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty, and that the angels and the heavens, mighty creatures, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are afraid of Him. And this is an indication, and in the same way actually is a refutation against those who worship others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That those who they worship, actually they are ibad, as Allah tells us in the Quran. Those who, certain people from the mushrikeen, worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innama hum ibadullah, they are servants of Allah. Like those who worship angels. Angels, they're creatures of Allah. لا يعصون الله ما أمره. They never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadun mukramun, honorable servants. But people, some people do worship them. And by worshipping them and devoting acts of worship for them, turning to them in times of difficulty, asking them, invoking them, would not change from the status of the angels. They're always going to be, as Allah tells us about them, ibadun mukramun, honorable creatures. La ya'sun Allah. They are servants of Allah. Allah created them, and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one should worship them beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, another example, Allah tells us about those who, tells us in the Quran and in the previous chapters, those who worship some of the prophets. The Christians up to this day, they still worship Jesus alayhi salam. So Allah as-salam al-afiyah. In different ways. Some of them they say He is God Himself. He is the Lord. And He is the one who is going to save them. And He is the Savior. And this and that and that. Some of them they say no. He is the Son of the Lord. And being the Son of the Lord, He is going to save you too. And this and this and that. So anyway, but Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, that they call him Jesus in English, Isa alayhi salam, he's a servant of Allah. Honorable servant of Allah. One of the prophets and the messengers, alayhi salatu wa salam, min ulil azm. He conveyed a message, as every prophet and a messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam did. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Isa alayhi salam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ أَعْبُدُونِي وَأُمِّيَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Have you said to the people, O Isa, have you said to the people, worship me and my mother besides Allah? Because that's what the people are saying. They're claiming that He is the Lord. And He is to be worshipped with His mother. But Isa alayhi salam, Nabiullah, says, how can I say something without knowledge? I said to them that which He commanded me to say to them. SubhanAllah. And what Allah commanded the prophets and the messengers? To, He commanded them with Tawheed. all of them called to Tawheed. Different men, all of them. Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Different men, but they have one mission. One call. Call to Tawheed. Alhamdulillah. That everyone should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without associating with him any partners. So people worship different things from the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those creatures of Allah, they are not pleased. Likewise, the righteous people. Yes, there are people who were righteous when they were alive. Like the five righteous people as the people of Nuh. Because they were before Nuh alayhi salam. That's why Allah sent Nuh to the people, because they fall into shirk. As Allah mentioned to us in the Quran, Wad wa Suwa' wa Ya'uq wa Nasr, those five men who were righteous. And the ulama, they mentioned their story. This is how shirk began. And these are people, they were righteous. None of these five men mentioned in the Quran, they said, we are God and we are your Lord, like Fir'aun said. Fir'aun, he put himself as a Lord. He said it, as Allah tells us in the Quran. He said to them, there is no Lord for you than me. I don't know any Lord. And also he said to them, I am your Lord, the Most High. I am your Lord, he says. Okay? But those five righteous men, none of them said that. They were righteous. And they died upon iman and righteousness. But the tricks of the deception of the shaitan. So now, but just because people are worshipping them, that doesn't change from their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because them, they didn't call to that. The same thing, give you an example. Some people, they worship some righteous people and awliya of Allah. People of the Shia, may Allah give them what they deserve. Ameen. And guide their ignorance, the ignorance amongst them who are ignorant. May Allah guide them to the Sunnah. Ameen. Ameen. And may Allah suffice as the evil of their leaders. Ameen. That they worship Hussein. They worship Hussein. Radiallahu anhu. Hussein is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Him and his brother Hassan, radiallahu anhu, whom Sayyida Shababi Ahlul Jannah. They're the best of the youth of the people of Jannah. Okay? But the Shia worship them amongst the ignorance of most of those who follow their path. They are Hussein, ya Hussein. Yeah, they call upon Hussein instead to call upon Allah. They say it, ya Hussein, in times of ease, time of difficulty, instead to say, ya Allah, oh Allah, they say, wa Hussein. They call upon Hussein. And many examples. But Hussein, radiallahu anhu, he is free from that shirk that they ascribe to him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in a couple of ayahs in the Quran. The same way, an example is if somebody died, for example. And then when he died, the people, they celebrate his death with so many types of innovations, as you know. In many Muslim countries, when somebody died, there's a lot of innovations. That's why Sheikh Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, amongst many of our noble scholars, who they wrote books about al-janaiz, the funerals, and how everything should be done according to the sunnah. From the time when a person is sick and dying, and what to do at that time, how to wash their body, how to shroud it, how to bury them, everything in details from the sunnah of the Prophet. But if somebody do bid'ah innovations, at the time of death, at the time of washing, the time of shrouding, time of salat, time of burial. Even after the burial, they come back and in some places they slaughter a cow or a camel. And they say this is a dinner for the deceased. A dinner? You could fry even one egg for him or her when they were alive. Not even one egg. Now after they die, you slaughter a camel. This is doesn't make even sense. Yes, yeah, subhanAllah. So now, if that person is not pleased with his action, there's nothing wrong. Whatever they do, it's on them. The ulama, they says if the person who is deceased, he didn't tell them, look, when I die, you're going to slaughter 3 cows, okay? Bring all the people. You got to cry on me for 7 days. You got to bring people who recite Quran. This, see? Min bidah, innovations. That person is accountable. But if a person live the will, listen, don't practice no innovations. Don't cry on me like ignorant people do. Alright? Do not celebrate any innovation. Rather follow the sunnah. So that person now, mashallah, he did what he has to do. But if they innovate or add anything, he's free from all that. So likewise, now people worship the angels, worship some of the prophets, but angels, ibad mukramun, honorable servants of Allah, they are free from that which the people ascribe to them. ما يستفاد من الحديث some of the benefits قال أولا الرد على المشركين الذين اتخذوا مع الله آلهة من مخلوقاته وكان listen to you إن شاء الله وكان participate and mention some of the benefits نعم what is some of the benefits يا أخوان نعم
We find in this narration that just like Muhammad alayhi salam is the most noble of the human beings, that Jibril is the most noble of the angels.
Lord.
That the angels they have a weakness, so they cannot be worshipped because they have a weakness which is they passed out when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah.
That the angels do not have any rights to be worshipped. Ain't enough. No.
Even the heavens tremble.
Naam, Abdul Aziz.
The angels are the carriers of Allah's message to everywhere Allah wishes.
Jibreel. Hey. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Naam, Abdul Majid.
Jibreel was disciplined in that he conveyed that message on to the one to deliver to.
Ayna.
And he told the other ones he said the truth.
Ayna. Sense. Naam.
Revelation can only be brought to the earth by Jibreel, except for by Jibreel alayhi salam.
Naam. What we know is that Jibreel alayhi salam is the one who conveys from the angel. He's the one who conveys the revelation to whom whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command him to convey the revelation. Now,
that even though that some angels pass out and Jibreel doesn't, that when Jibreel come, they did not worship Jibreel, they worshiped Allah.
Say that again.
That even though they were weak angels.
No. Say out, exactly what you said.
That even though the angels passed out.
Passed out. Yes.
Yes.
Except
for Jibreel, when they gained consciousness, they did not worship Jibreel, they still worshiped Allah.
Oh, of course, Jazakallah khair. No doubt. No doubt that the angels they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship Allah. La ya subhanallah. La ya subhanallah.
Na'am akhi, Sheikh Umar. But the angels they feel fear something higher than them. They fear someone above them. When Allah speaks, they pass out.
So they have that great respect and veneration for Allah.
Something higher than them. So we cannot worship them.
We can't say like something higher than them. They respect Allah. Yeah. No, they respect Allah.
So we cannot worship them because they
Ahsant. No. Yeah. So we say they respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship Allah. So that shows their worship, the degree of their iman and worship and obedience. Naam, jazakallah khair.
The enemies communicate one another.
Huh?
They ask questions
one another. Aina. Mm-hmm. What else? Give me some points of aqeedah too. Naam.
Shows Jibril alayhi salam excellence over all the other angels.
Aina. La shak. فضل جبريل عليه السلام. نعم يا
The angels they follow any command of Allah without question.
أحسنت. يفعلون ما يؤمرون. The angels, what we know and the belief we have, and this is the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the angels they do what Allah command them to do. لا يعصون الله سبحانه وتعالى. They don't disobey Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Yeah, this is a one point. This is one point of the aqidah. You know that the angels do not disobey Allah سبحانه وتعالى. As opposed to human being, إلا من رحم الله. Except those that Allah has mercy on them. Many human beings, they disobey Allah. They obey, some of them obey him sometimes, disobey him. Allah have mercy on us.
We learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak.
Ahsant. Yeah, points of aqidah, see. Jazakallah khair. Allah speaks. This hadith affirmed the speech for Allah. Naam akhi Yahya.
The Quran is the speech of Allah and is not created.
Ahsant. No doubt that the Quran is the speech of Allah. And a point of aqidah is that aqidah of a salaf is that Quran is not created. Naam. You, inshallah, as man.
If the angels are the almighty creature of Allah, they were, when the revelation was revealed, they were trembling, they were passing out. That means they have a higher respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Oh, doubt.
And that, if the angels are more higher than human creature, it should be more serious to us when we hear the speech of Allah. Like the Quran, we take it should be more serious.
There are some of the servants of Allah like that. Not in the level of the angels, but when they read the Quran, Allah tells us about in the Quran. SubhanAllah. Naam, Allah tells us in some of the in the ayahs. That some of the human being when they hear the Quran, wajilat qulubum, their hearts tremble. They shed tears. And that's because of the iman. It all has to do with the condition of the heart. Not just how you look and what you say and how much you talk. It's about the condition of the heart. Now, people, they hear the Quran and they shut down. And they are disconnected from the dunya, and the Quran connects them to the akhirah. People, the Quran is displayed in ayats, and they're talking about sports. Like sometimes people, you know, they gathering, and the Quran is on, but they're talking about something else. They're driving in the same car a long way. Oh, somebody says, Akhi, put some Quran. Okay, they put the Quran. But then they start talking. The Quran, when we put the Quran on, we have to listen. Nastami. We should show adab. If somebody want to talk, they stop the Quran. Then they can talk about matters that benefit them, not to switch to something. SubhanAllah. How people switch from this best speech to the worst speech? You were just listening to the worst, to the best speech. You make 360 degrees just like that. It's like someone who's eating the best food, and after he finished, he went to the worst trash can. Three months old trash can, whatever, man, and he started eating from there too. What do you think about a person? Scavenger is not even the word. Nah, I would not mean. Still want to say something?
From the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said the most truthful speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. I know, the haqq. Just let me remind you, huh? I'm going to get back to those who have your hands. The Sheikh mentioned 5, but you gave me maybe like 25 so far. Alhamdulillah. Now, Abdul Majid.
That Allah is not everywhere, that people claim, but He's above the heavens.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Do you have the book? You were on time, on target. JazakAllah khair, barakAllahu fiik. Even Tariq is happy for you. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. May Allah give you the reward too for being happy for your brother. And that's what we learn. We're happy for one another, inshallah. Now.
That Jibril couldn't have, what they say that Jibril.
What they say, what you say.
No, they say that Jibril, he broke the trust of Allah.
Who said that?
The Shia, they say
that the
Jibril broke the trust of Allah, that he couldn't broke the trust of Allah because he gets his he gets it directly from Allah, the direction from Allah.
Naam, akhi, Allah musta'an. Jazakallah khair. Anybody else? Naam, Ayyub. Naam, Ayyub. Go ahead.
It shows that the heaven has different levels. It says Jibril went to
the heaven. Naam, mashallah. Tayyib. Say that again.
It shows his rububiyyah as he organizes all the affairs and sends it.
The rububiyyah. Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Naam Abdullah.
Jibril had confirmed the names and attributes of Allah. He mentioned that he was the most high and the most great.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. 3 points of aqeedah now. طيب جزاكم الله خير for your contributions بارك الله فيكم نعم so now write down this الحمد لله we heard from you now write these ones what the Shaykh said طيب and you're going to see that some of the things you said that's what the Shaykh has selected حفظه الله number one الرد على المشركين الذين اتخذوا مع الله آلهة من مخلوقاته is a refutation. This hadith contains a clear refutation against the mushrikeen, the polytheists, who they worship others beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His creatures, things that Allah created. Number two, bayanu azamati Allahi jalla wa ala wa istihqaqihi lil ibadah wahdahu. Likewise, this text is from amongst many texts that shows how mighty is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high, the most great, and therefore He alone deserves to be worshipped because of His beautiful names and attributes. He alone deserves to be worshipped, the azama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثا إثباته أن الله يتكلم متى شاء بما شاء كيف يشاء. This text also amongst the texts that affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks whenever He wants, with whatever He wants, as He wants. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four. So we repeat number three that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks whenever He wills. With that which He wish, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He wish. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, إِثْبَاتُ عُلُوِّ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. I don't know if somebody mentioned this or not. This also proves that Allah is a most high, that He's above all of His creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And number five, فَضْلُ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. فَضْلُ جِبْرِيلَ. Also, this hadith tells us about the virtues and excellence of Jibreel alayhi salam. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليم كثير. In the next chapter we're going to learn about الشفاعة, about intercession. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me anew from those that the Prophet intercede for them on Yawm al-Qiyamah.